And even those who came down on that side of the street did not get a good view of the window because they were on the outside of the sidewalk, with a stream of people between them and the store. He counted the people for periods of 5 minutes and found that nearly 50% more were going up on that side than were going down. Then he counted the passers on the other side and found that nearly 50% more were going down on that side. Clearly that store was paying almost twice as much rent for that side display window as it should, and Market Street rent must be enormous. P.O.P.L.A. didn't see the store, people couldn't find the store easily. That night he thought, figured, and drew diagrams in his hotel room. His theory seemed to hold water, he felt sure that he was right. The next night, after having studied the situation another day and obtained some rent and sale figures from the store manager, he took a sleeper back to New York. A few months later, as soon as the lease expired, that store moved. Adams had solved the riddle. It was really quite simple when you knew the answer. It's that everlasting obviousness in Adams that I banked on. He doesn't get carried away from the facts, he just looks them squarely in the face and then proceeds to analyze, and that is half of the battle. Thus spoke Mr. Oswald to the copy chief. That was the beginning of a series of incidents that sent Adams right to the front in the Oswald agency and led eventually to his owning an interest. There was nothing spectacular about any of them. They were simply horse sense analyses of situations, and then more horse sense in the working out of a plan. Came a letter from a manufacturer of, let us say, bond papers. It really was not bond papers, but I must not tell you what it was, and bond papers will do very nicely for the purpose of the story. Well, came this letter saying that they were interested in advertising, and they wondered if some man from the Oswald agency wouldn't come out to their mill and talk it over with them. As it happened, the day the letter came, Mr. Oswald was sailing for Europe at 11 o'clock.